Tantor Audio presents Angel's Devil by Suzanne Enoch. Narrated by Beverly A. Crick. Chapter 1. Papa, I don't remember that we had this much luggage in Calais. Angelique Graham frowned as yet another dock worker appeared, a stack of hat boxes in his arms. With France still torn and wounded by the ambitions of Bonaparte, going shopping in Paris had seemed rather frivolous to her, but her mother and Lady Penston had made the most of the opportunity. And as the women had now strolled up to the shops at the head of the Dover Pier while they waited for the coaches to be loaded, undoubtedly they were intent on making still more purchases. Thomas Graham, the Earl of Niston, chuckled at her. "I do hope two coaches are enough for us and your mother's things." Angel smiled. "I know. If we'd stayed any longer, we'd need an entire caravan." Her father guided her a few steps away from Lord Penston, who was busily directing the loading of their respective coaches. "Your mother's already talking about making another trip before your wedding," he said in a low voice. "I believe she has her heart set on you walking down the aisle in a French gown." Angelique sighed. "If you would let me marry Simon right away, she could have found one this trip." Niston glanced over at the Baron. "Angel, we explained that already. A year is hardly an unusual period of time to wait between an engagement and a wedding." "But Simon and I want to be married now," she protested. "You know that." Niston put a hand on her shoulder. "And you know that 9 months isn't that long." "But you won't even let us announce it." "We want you to be certain of your decision before we make a public declaration," he said soothingly. "You mean you don't think I'll go through..."